Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 57, Make the Most of Your Time. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This week's episodes are brought to you by Kevin's Emotional Trauma Outreach, or KETO Support Network. Hello. I'm here today to talk to you about something very serious, your health and your well-being. You've been told that you need to exercise, eat a healthy diet, maybe even explore a vegan lifestyle. And here is the truly, truly frightening part of this all too common prescription for health and longevity. You did it. You are the one of those rare infinitesimal percentage of people who actually followed the advice. You exercise regularly. You avoid drugs and alcohol. You maintain a healthy weight. You live a vegan lifestyle. And now you're paying the price because your old jackass college roommates remember you as the guy who used to pass out with a bottle of Tanqueray and a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken. And now in your 30s, 40s, 50s, they mock you relentlessly in group chats, at the tailgates, at the weddings. Anywhere joy once existed. Does this sound like you? Well, you're not alone. Join Kevin's KETO Support Network. During counseling and group session, Kevin and his team of buff bros will listen to all of the deeply hurtful things your friends have said about you. He'll offer guidance, support, and the best tofurkey sausage options and near beer recommendations for when you inevitably show up at a tailgate. He'll even coach you on what to say when the mocking begins, and it will begin, my friend. Phrases like, vegan or not, I'm ready to rock. Powerful, grounding, deeply ineffective, but empowering. And while your friends may continue down a path of fried foods and poor life decisions, and very possibly pass away in their early 60s from heart disease or cirrhosis of the liver or countless other diseases, you, my friend, will have decades more to process the trauma of what they said about you. Call Kevin today. Join the KETO Support Network because living longer means remembering more. This is a satirical ad. No one is paying me anything for this, although Kevin, you probably should be. This episode feels like a quiet summation of everything Earl has been building toward. He opens with a line from Dr. Loomis, who warned that we should not water last year's crops. By that, he meant that far too many people live in a constant state of regret, rehashing past mistakes, reliving old failures, and mentally revisiting things that cannot be changed. Earl is clear, and compassionate here. We all make mistakes. That's part of being human. But maturity looks like this. Acknowledge the mistake. Apologize if necessary. Learn the lesson. Resolve not to do it again, not to repeat it, and move on. As Shakespeare put it, things without all remedy should be without regard. What's done is done. The past has already taught you whatever it can teach you. Staying there doesn't improve your future. Earl then reflects on more than 30 years of work sharing his philosophy. Over that time, he received hundreds of letters and met countless people who took one simple idea seriously. We become what we think about. Not casually, not occasionally, but deliberately and consistently. Those who applied it, who directed their thinking, their goals, and acted with purpose, saw real, measurable improvement in their lives. Earl makes an important distinction here. We are all called to contribute something meaningful to the world. But many people never discover what that contribution is because they don't look for it. Not everyone can be Einstein and unlock the secrets of the universe, but everyone, Earl says, has an Einstein level of contribution within their own sphere. It's different for each of us. It's our responsibility to find it. Earl offers a gentle but pointed cultural critique. One of the problems, he says, is that modern life makes it easy just to get by. We tell people things like, don't work too hard, take it easy. While well-intended, this advice can quietly rob people of meaning. A fulfilling life doesn't come from coasting. It comes from finding your passion and giving it your full effort. Earl closes by returning to one of his favorite tools, the 30-day challenge. Drawing on Newton's principle here, that every action has an equal and opposite reaction, he lays out a simple foundation. We become what we think about, so cut away limiting beliefs. Have the courage to believe your problems can be solved and by you. Save at least 10% of everything you earn. Then, for the next 30 days, write down what you want on a note card. Look at it several times a day. Replace negative thoughts with positive ones. Give and contribute like never before. Earl insists that if you do this sincerely, the solution to your goal will come to you. He reinforces this with a familiar line: ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened. You don't make money, he reminds us, you earn it. And you earn it by what you give. Earl ends with 6 practical rules he learned from a psychologist. Simple, direct, and powerful. 1, have a definite goal. 2, quit running yourself down. 3, stop focusing on why you can't succeed. Start focusing on why you will. 4, examine your upbringing to uncover limiting beliefs. 5, write a clear description of the person you want to become. 6, start acting as if you already are that person. Episode 57 feels like a calm but firm call to action. Let go of the past. Claim responsibility for your thinking. Stop settling for getting by. And use your time today to move forward toward the person you are capable of becoming. Because the clock is always running. And the best use of time is meaningful contributions. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.